I think in terms of investments, especially, like, I think the United States need to do more, in fact, because like in terms of like government procurement like agreements, China is still not the member of WTO like GPA. So this is not very compulsory for China to treat all those international like companies the same level as Chinese its own companies. So this is not some kind of violation of rules. This is quite legitimate for China to do so because we are still not a member of an international like body. And especially for investments like a stock of investment, we can see that in the United States, China now has more than like $1.6 trillion like treasury like bills and bonds investment. However, our FDI in the United States is quite limited. In the contrast, the U.S. like FDI in China is a very important like player and is one of the main like resources for China. That means like China relatively like treat international investment with in a very open mind. However, we have seen all those like barriers for Chinese like FDI in the United States, including Huawei and ZTE, all these cases. So I think one very important topic of this round SED is how to make our investment and the trade environment more open and more inclusive. I think maybe the United States this time needed to fulfill their promises in the past, like how to welcome specifically those measures, welcome Chinese like investment. I think this is very important for the recovery of the United States economy. Yeah.